You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
It is indeed sad that many people today who are having problems turn to things that make their problems even worse. If you are having problems, don't despair. There is help.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Several months ago, newspapers carried the dramatic story of a Tennessee woman forced from her apartment for not paying $300 back rent. Her friends were shocked when they found her dead, lying on her sofa along the street. She died as she was guarding her few belongings, an old living room suite, a chest of drawers, a dresser, a thin foam rubber mattress, a pile of clothes, and a refrigerator with the front door torn off. The coroner pronounced her dead from natural causes, but those close to her said she had recently lost her husband. Then she had to sell even her own bed, and finally, she just simply lost her will to live. It is indeed not every day that one reads articles of individuals who have totally given up on life, but there are definitely more people who are weary and burdened with the problems and challenges of everyday living than we in our so-called advanced society would like to admit. Not long ago, a lady wrote our office. After telling about her major surgery and the suicide of her daughter, she stated, "There are so many people whose hearts are heavy." Newspapers are carrying an increasing number of stories of older individuals, wearied and worried, as they fear the thought of spending their last days in a rest home. Divorce, irresponsible parents, and the pressures of an increasingly self-centered and pleasure-oriented society have forced many young people into confusion and despair, which is directly reflected in the now spiraling rate of youth suicide. And so if you today are burdened with problems in your family, maybe in school, perhaps with your parents, with your children, with your finances, or even with your job, don't seek help from those things, which will only make your situation much worse. Instead, turn to your loving Savior, who with outstretched arms of love is saying to you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As you search for help for your problems, be very, very careful. Many today who are offering help to the burdened and the despairing are actually deceivers and crooks. They are driven only by the profit motive. As a consequence, they are making money off other people's misery. But Jesus is different, totally different, entirely different. He is offering his compassion, his tender love, and his victorious strength to everyone, and especially you. But the great thing of it all is this: Jesus expects absolutely nothing in return. And so with a repentant heart, take all your problems, your burdens and your worries to Jesus. He will receive you just as you are. Do you know who Jesus really is and how much He loves you today, this very moment? Be encouraged by the description of Jesus written by one of those who walked with Him. St. Matthew records that during His public ministry, Jesus was so filled with love that when He saw the harassed and helpless crowds following Him, He was immediately moved to compassion. The Bible further describes the loving and compassionate ministry of Jesus when it states that Jesus went to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Truly, there is no one who can provide the help so badly needed by all today as Jesus, the promised Messiah, can. No, Jesus is not just some historical figure whose bones lie crumbling in the grave. After His triumphant death on the cross, He was raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven and to the right hand of the Father. From this position of all power and authority, He now rules all of heaven and earth. And because Jesus disarmed all evil powers and authorities through His death on the cross, He can also help you today. Your loving Savior is patiently waiting. There is no difficulty or problem He cannot handle in His own time and in His own loving way. Jesus lovingly and tenderly bears all our griefs and carries all our sorrows. Already through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord was publicly proclaiming His grace, His tender love, His compassion, and His daily desire to help those weary with life. Through the youthful lips of the weeping prophet Jeremiah, the Lord proclaimed with power, "I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint." It is not unusual to read newspaper accounts of doctors incorrectly diagnosing the illness of their patients. As a result, these tragic misjudgments have sometimes resulted in unnecessary death followed by lawsuits involving millions and millions of dollars. This never happens with Jesus. Because He sees us from His throne on high, Jesus never has to guess about our condition or the situation we are in. He knows precisely what our problems are. This very moment, the Savior understands exactly and completely any problems that you are facing. So let your troubled heart be encouraged. Let your stressed soul be strengthened. And let your confused mind receive the divine peace offered by the everlasting promise of the divinely inspired Holy Scriptures as they declare to you. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But the Bible continues to declare, we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus was not born of noble parents. His family today would no doubt be numbered among the working class. He was born in a stable. Like many refugees today, he had to flee to a foreign country. Instead of growing up in a home of affluence, he worked alongside his father, who labored with his hands to put bread on the family table by the sweat of his brow. If there ever was a man who experienced all of life with its pain, its thirst, its hunger, its weariness, and its temptations, it indeed was Jesus. Can you think of anyone who possesses a better insight, gained from first-hand experiences about life and your problems today, than your loving Savior can? How sad it is to read in the Bible that as Jesus conducted His selfless mission of mercy among the people of His day, many rejected Him. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. He was despised and rejected by men. But remember, because of this, He can now sympathize with those of you who have been deserted by your closest friends and even your own family. He was blasphemed, slandered, and defamed. Outright lies were told about the Savior. even though he was completely without sin and totally innocent of all wrongdoings, false accusations were made against him. Whenever people tell lies or spread rumors about you, think of Jesus. He knows exactly what you are going through. As you lie on your sickbed today, broken by accident or wasting away through disease, turn to Jesus for sympathetic love. It was Jesus, as he bore the sins of the whole world, who cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? If ever the thought crosses your mind that God has forsaken you, if ever you begin to doubt whether anyone cares for you, if ever you feel there is no salvation for your sin-filled life, consider Jesus. He knows what you are going through. He is offering you strength and hope and wants you to have the eternal mansion he has prepared for you. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. And so by faith may I plead with you to look unto the Savior. Jesus is standing before you today with his nail-pierced hands and his loving arms outstretched. He is pleading with you to come. Don't hesitate another moment. By the power that God promises you, with a repentant heart, turn your eyes completely on the Savior. Give him all your burdens and your worries. Don't be tricked by the devil into believing that your problems are too insignificant for the glorious and the almighty Lord to be interested in. Our loving Lord wants us to bring to him every single concern we have. He wants us to be like a little child who at the end of a long and tiring day curls up in his parents' lap and, without any restraint whatsoever, talks about every little detail of life that concerns him. So do it today. Pour out your heart to your loving, forgiving, and healing Savior. Your spirit will be cleansed. You will gladden the heart of your Heavenly Father, and he will strengthen you for your task in life. I know that some of you who are listening to my voice today are burdened with the guilt of past sins in your life. You realize that in your search for meaning and fulfillment, you have turned away from God and have sought your pleasures in worldly things. And it is indeed true, as the prophet Isaiah has declared, that when we do this, our sins separate us from our God. Your rebellion toward God has alienated you. It has separated you from your Lord, just as the rebellion of small children alienates them from their parents. But in spite of this, the Holy Scriptures powerfully declare, but God commendeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, may God the Holy Spirit convince your heart today that it is right now, while you are so powerless to help yourself, that God is proclaiming to you what he has so lovingly done. When Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross, he suffered and died for your sins. Every sin you have ever committed has been entirely and completely paid for. Believe in your resurrected Lord as living proof that the Heavenly Father accepted the Savior's death as a worthy sacrifice. The moment you believe this Spirit-inspired promise of your Savior, all the sin-cleansing merits Jesus earned for you on the cross become yours. You must believe this. Do not reject the love of God. If you turn away from the Savior as he bids you to come to him, you will be left to face your righteous judge on the final day with your powerless and sin-corrupted nature. The Holy Scriptures powerfully proclaim, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Oh, how frequently we wish life would be easier. And what a temptation, while reading the Bible, to wish that we would have lived during Jesus' public ministry so that we would be able to walk with him every day. We think things then would be easier if Jesus were only physically present. But this is not realistic. Even the disciples had worries, concerns, and anxieties. As Jesus prepared to leave them and ascend into heaven, they became very upset and full of fear. Jesus assured their troubled hearts when he said to them, in this world You will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This same promise Jesus is now making to you. Take heart, I have overcome the world. In his high priestly prayer, Jesus prayed earnestly for his disciples. Jesus said to the Father, My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message. Let no one ever be so arrogant to believe that he can handle the challenges of life with his own power. St. Paul clearly warns that when we face problems and difficulties, we are actually contesting with the prince of darkness. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Neither you nor I will ever succeed in our struggle with Satan and his legions of evil spirits. Only when Christ lives in us by faith can we be absolutely sure of strength to overcome our daily problems and also experience the power to win the final victory. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, St. John writes, For everyone born of God has overcome the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, the question is asked? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And so today, may I plead with you, by the power which God is offering you, to respond to Jesus as he says to you, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. God grant this to each of you listening today. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O Almighty God, we give thee most humble thanks that thou hast revealed thy love and mercy to us in Jesus Christ. So often in our problems, we turn to the world for help. From this moment onward, O Lord, may we be led by thy Spirit to seek thee and thee alone. And as there are those listening today with burdens and worries, wrap thy arms of love around them. Assure them, O Lord, that their sins have been paid for on the cross of Calvary. Move them, O Lord, we pray, to trust in thy mercy, found in the saving power of the blood of thy Son, Jesus. Give them the strength to overcome even their most difficult problems. Yes, even the most direct attacks of Satan himself. We ask all of this in the precious and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.